WildTalkRadio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward, we're scared.
I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
Tonight's episode of Monday Night Raw was all about love, friendship, and family. This is the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by GoWork.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin', joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
It's Monday, you know what that means.
24 hours till SmackDown?
Yes, exactly. Team Blue, baby. Team Blue.
That's what that means. So, as I mentioned, friendship, love, and family. Let's start with the friendship, shall we?
Because it's the holiday season.
I know, right? So let's start with friendship. Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens have been mad with one another. Kevin Owens is trying to make up with his best friend, Chris Jericho, because of everything he said last week. Well, someone who's also mad is Seth Rollins. He opened the show, and he called out Triple H. He wants him, but he can't actually call him out because Triple H probably won't show up unless you are from NXT and won a championship. Just saying, because he always is there to take the picture. It's kind of a thing he does with all his kids. But Seth Rollins' way of getting Triple H is beating Kevin Owens for the WWE Universal title, but before he does that, he has to get rid of Chris Jericho. So, you know, that's how the deal goes. Kevin Owens wants to make up with Chris Jericho, so what he did for Christmas, he got him gifts. He didn't actually buy the gifts. Oh, no. He got him matches. One, he gets to fight for the U.S. title tonight on Raw against Roman Reigns. At Roadblock, end of line, he gets to fight Seth Rollins. And he got Seth Rollins a match tonight on Raw against The Big Show. Yes, everyone, the slim, trim Big Show is back on Monday Night Raw. Before we get into that match, what did you think of the opening?
I thought the opening was really good. Rollins's idea of, well, you know, I have to take out Kevin Owens to get to Triple H. No, not really. I'm pretty sure if you walked into WWE headquarters and, like, trashed his office, that would really get his attention. Or, you know, went and talked to his wife. Again, that would really get his attention. I don't see the logic in beating, like, you know, the connection of, oh, hey, I'm totally going to piss Triple H off by beating up Kevin Owens. Honestly, I don't think Triple H really cares. But, okay, all right, sure, yeah, we'll do it that way, Seth, because, you know, reasons. We also got Shield mentions in this, you know, where it's like, well, I created the Shield and then I dismantled the Shield. Doesn't he know we don't talk about this?
He likes
like
to bring
the thing. We don't mention the thing unless you're Paul Heyman, and then he never shuts up about the thing.
Well, he's the Shield person of Paul Heyman. He just keeps mentioning the thing.
Jesus.
Well, Mance brings up like Lesnar did. Yeah, like Lesnar destroyed Hunter's office. You know, that whole deal. That was an awesome moment.
That was a fantastic moment. But yeah, I mean, it's like there are other ways to get Triple H's attention. So if you really, really, really want his attention, going to beat up Kevin Owens really isn't one of them.
Yeah, it really isn't. So, but no, it makes sense. Now I think about it. He wants to beat Kevin Owens to get the belt so then he can take the picture with Hunter. That's it. That's what he wanted. He really did want the picture with Hunter.
Couldn't he just, like, convince Roman to lay down for him? They seem to be getting tight again, so, you know.
Roman lays down for no one.
Except Dean.
He doesn't even lay down for Dean. He lays on top of Dean.
Fair enough.
You saw it live. It happened. Anyway, Big Show versus Seth Rollins happened. It was a 5-minute match. Big Show was tired of Kevin Owens yelling at him, so he chokeslammed Kevin Owens and walked out. So Seth Rollins won via countout. Jericho arrived later in the show. Him and Kevin Owens still were not seeing eye to eye. He wanted no part of Kevin Owens trying to help him. And yeah, it led to Chris Jericho telling Kevin Owens just to stay away from his match. And, well, Kevin Owens did not listen to that. Jericho and Roman had a great match. It was a really fun match. But Kevin Owens came down, hit a super kick. Then the code breaker. Roman kicked out a 2. Then Jericho saw Owens. They argued. Jericho then ate a spear. Roman retained.
Go, Roman, go.
Pretty much on that one. Going backwards a little bit, Kevin Owens was also in action, as he couldn't fight, you know, Seth Rollins tonight, because he had a match with his former best friend, Sami Zayn. And wouldn't you know it, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens had a really good match.
Excuse me. Yes, yes, they did.
Like always, they have a really good match, which saw Kevin Owens win. They were trying to do this whole backstory. It's like, oh yeah, Sami wanted Braun, and Foley said no, and then Kevin walked in, so that's why the match happened. Yeah, there was no Murder Speed tonight. I was disappointed.
Well, you know, Murder Speed has to take a week off. I think he's deer hunting, actually. I'm happy they went back to Kevin and Sami. I really am. But I'm really sad that they went back to Kevin and Sami, because I feel like that's all they have for Sami, and that shouldn't be the case.
Yeah, that really shouldn't be the case. In other action, Bayley beat Alicia Fox in 2 minutes. Mark Henry beat Titus O'Neil in less than 20 seconds. Because, you know, Mark Henry is back, so which means it's Rumble season. Big Show and Mark Henry are back on our television screens. So that's what happened there. We took a break for a while, especially in the first hour. We took a break, like, legit took a break, where 205 Live happened. We had a rematch, Jack Gallagher versus Daivari, in a 3-minute match, but it felt like a 20-minute segment of, you know, here's a backstage promo, and then here's more backstage promo, and then so they can do the ring, and then, like, 20 minutes later, Kevin Owens is still walking around holding his head. It's like, hey, cruiserweights happened, and then back to actually Raw.
Well, he really banged his noggin.
He really, really did. Rich Swann later in show beat TJ Perkins in a non-title match. It was announced that tomorrow on 205 Live, it will be Swann versus Kendrick in a rematch. Let me just say this. If you want to do 205 Live, just don't do the same matches on Raw. It makes 205 pointless. Just saying. Also, going back to the Bayley match, Bayley has bears now.
It's adorable.
It really is. Bayley has bears. It's like, awesome. Bears. All the bears. All the bears for Bayley. In the tag team situation, it was Cesaro and Sheamus versus Gallows and Anderson. They were having a good final match, and then New Day got involved, and no one won, which means no one is the number one contenders until they announce it will be a triple threat next week. So it will be New Day versus Gallows and Anderson versus Sheamus and Cesaro for the tag team title. So everyone get ready. Spoiler alert, New Day will retain. Just saying. Then, that was the whole, we talked about friendship. Now let's talk about love and romance and all that fine stuff. Rusev and Lana were fighting. Enzo came and protected Lana. Lana was so grateful. She's attracted to Enzo. So what do you do when you're attracted to someone? You tell them what hotel number room you're staying at. Enzo was all excited. He knows what could happen. He's going to do the boom boom with Lana. And then she sent him sexy pictures later. And he was like, oh yeah. And Cass was like, go get it. Go get it. Then Cass had to tell Rusev, where's Enzo? I don't know, but we're supposed to have a match. Alright. So, they're gonna have a match. Cass is in the ring. He's like, alright, come on, Rusev. Where's Rusev? Was there any Rusev?
No Rusev.
No Rusev. Cause where was Rusev?
Chilling in the bathroom.
He was chilling in the bathroom. So Enzo shows up at the hotel room. He's like, having second thoughts, but then it's Lana, and so he's all like, maybe we shouldn't. She rips his shirt off, takes down the necklace at the same time, and then she has him take off his pants, and then he's all excited, and then she says something in Russian, which means you're a fool, and then, well, Rusev decided to kill. Basically kill Enzo Amore in a hotel room.
And, I mean, when we say kill, we mean kill. I mean, it's like, I hope Enzo's legit okay, because he took that table shot pretty hard, he took the lamp shot pretty hard, and then there's the whole glass vase. I really hope that was not real glass, and it was either sugar glass or it was some kind of protective glass, because Rusev came down across Enzo's skull really, really, really hard with it.
Uh-huh.
And the boy does not need another concussion.
No, he doesn't. Like, he was slamming up against the wall, so like, damn, he's really trying to kill him. But we all knew where it was coming, but the angle worked. So that's all that matters. We all know the end result, but it was fun nonetheless. So, we covered love and romance, we covered friendship, Now let's talk about family. Ric Flair and Charlotte.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, before we get to Charlotte's public apology, earlier in the evening, Sasha was interviewed and basically challenged Charlotte to an Iron Man match at Roadblock End of the Line.
I'm in for this.
In for this. So that would probably happen there. Now, Charlotte was in the ring. She was very emotional. She said she made the biggest of mistake of her life 6 months ago. So we saw the footage. Charlotte said losing the title was hard. She said WWE and the title mean everything to her. She said that you can want her, but she just wants a chance to explain. She basically said it was hard for her to watch her dad raise the hand of Sasha Banks and hand her a belt. She said it was like her father saying Sasha was the better woman. Charlotte said she always wanted her dad's approval. She said no one knows how hard it is to be the daughter of Ric Flair in this business. She said the audience after the match and watched her father raise someone else's hand. She's like, it broke her heart and made her feel like she failed as a daughter. Charlotte said she hasn't seen her father in 6 months. She said she asked him to come out here so she could give him a heartfelt apology. And she goes, Dad, please come out here. So Ric Flair comes out. She's all happy. She goes, I'm sorry. They hug. Everything's cool. Ric Flair goes in for another hug. And then Charlotte punched the crap out of him. Slapped him right across the face, and down he went in the corner and called him a son of a bitch. She was yelling at her father. Sasha Banks runs out for the save. Charlotte got the better of her as she just beat her up around ringside. She did the reverse powerbomb into the ring post, which was kind of sick looking, and then laid Sasha Banks at the feet of Ric Flair. Charlotte mocked the tears. And she left. I really thought this was a great closing segment. The crowd was with the what chances kind of, you know, it's enough of that. But this was great.
Yeah, this was fantastic. The crowd wasn't really playing well with Charlotte. She got through it. She looked like a million bucks. The beatdown on Sasha was fantastic. The fact that she made her father cry, that's always good stuff with her. I mean, it's like she's at the top of her game in terms of being a heel.
Yes, she is. So, yeah, it was an instant chat room. How long are, you know, aren't Iron Man matches an hour? The old school Iron Man matches were an hour, but we've seen Shawn Michaels and Kurt Angle do a half hour. We've seen Bayley and Sasha Banks, yes. In Sasha's promo, she mentioned that she would be the Iron Woman. No. Bayley was the Iron Woman. She beat you last year. That was a thing. Just pointing that out.
Yeah. I am disappointed that they're doing all the really sort of history-setting matches, like first Hell in a Cell, first Iron Woman match, first No DQ match for the women's title. Like, all the different stip matches with Charlotte and Sasha, I feel like they should spread that love around a little.
Well, there really is no one other than Bayley, and it's not time for Bayley yet.
No, it's not time for Bayley, but, you know, it's like you could give some of them to the women on SmackDown. You could bring other women into the picture. I mean, it's just, it's kind of disappointing that they're hitting all the major milestones with Charlotte and Sasha.
It is start to
spread that love a little bit.
And they will eventually, because I think they're going to save Bayley and Sasha in the ladder match. I think they'll get the ladder match, which will be fine. I'm glad this is not in a cage, though, because I heard that could be a possibility. I was like, no, they're not good in they're good when they can roam.
Yeah, they need to be able to go different places.
But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show. This was an interesting show. Had some good moments and some fun moments, but it dragged a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's The Rack.
That's right. We're back with news, with notes, NXT, and we'll be talking TLC. We'll let you know who won, who lost, and who got points. So it's Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, on The Rack.
Rack Radio Show, Facebook, Twitter.com, YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show. 5 days of content, and the King of the WTR Ring Tournament, which featuring this week is Tim Stein versus Rob Parks. Check it out, YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show. Saturday night, midnight, is the CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. We will have the great holiday food debate continuing on for the main courses. We will have Say What? And so much more. It's Super Radio Saturday Night, midnight. It's Super Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter.com. Hashtag Blame Rob, Let a Celebrity Dies. Tim Stein returns to preview WWE Roadblock with Heartbreak Mike and the Omega on Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern, WTR Sunday on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be back next Monday at Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern, at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD, and my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night. Oh, one other thing. The Rack Extras are coming this week.
Promise. Yeah, sorry.
Promise.
There were tornadoes here. Sorry.
Promise. I can't guarantee when. They're coming, though.
They are coming. We are going to record soon, I promise.
We're recording this week. Getting them out is going to be the struggle. Anyway, see you Thursday night for the Rack. We'll be right back here next week for the Raw Press at 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. Long day airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network right here at wildtalkradio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.